Shalom to all. Today we're going to talk scale impact test Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is we learn B'schos HaSbas Rachel Shishi B'zeichet Refinu Zivin Kogon B'Karuv Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Charasin, pieces of pottery, Shen Shetamash Ben Mashkin Tmein, they were used for tummy liquid, and the liquid actually got absorbed into the walls of the pottery. V'nafal Avir Atanur, and these pieces fell into the airspace of the oven. Husak Atanur, the oven then got fired up. So tummy, it's tummy. Why is that? Shosef Mashkalotzeis, because the liquid is going to eventually come out of these pieces of pottery, even though it's absorbed inside. Since the oven is hot, it's going to end up coming out, so it's tummy. Also with brand new gefes, which is olive pulp. It's basically what's left over from the olives after squeezing them. And this olive pulp was tameh, even though it's dry. Since it's new, that means it's within 12 months of being squeezed. So when it gets heated up, whatever juices are left are going to end up flowing again, and that's going to be tameh in the oven. Olive be shana, but if it's old, that means it's already after 12 months of being squeezed. Tar says tar. However, from Yedush Yitzhak Mashkin, if he knows that liquid is going to come out, afilachar shalishanim nitma, even if it's after 3 years, then it's still going to be tameh in the oven. Going on to Mishnah Vav, hagefes vazogin shenasu b'tahara, olive pulp and grape pulp. They were done in a state of tara, meaning these olives and grapes were squeezed in a state of tara and everything's tar. V'alchalim t'meim, and then tummy people walked over them. V'achach yotzu en mashkin, and afterwards liquid came out of them. Tahirin, they're still tar. Why is that? Shemit chilas en nasu b'tara, because originally they were done in a state of tara, and these tummy people that walked over them did not do so with the intention to squeeze more liquid out, and therefore whatever the liquid does come out is still tahar. Moving on to another discussion. Kush. This is basically a long weaving needle. It's a wooden pole of sorts that has a hook at the end that's meant for weaving. Shabalas Hatsinoira, that sinor, that hook which is at the end, that got swallowed up, if you will, meaning it basically got absorbed into the wood. Maybe the wood had a crack or something like that. The metal hook at the end ended up getting pushed inside the wooden pole, and now it's completely absorbed by it. Or a malmud, which is translated as an ox goad. It's also very similar. It's a long pole that has a nail at the end that's meant for prodding cattle along. And here also Shabalas Hadarbon, the darbon, that nail which is at the end, got swallowed or absorbed. It got pushed into the wooden pole. Or Levena Shabbos HaTabas. We just have a regular brick that swallowed a ring, meaning inside the brick there's a ring. Vehin Taharin, and the pole or the brick, or Tahar, Nechasula Elamais, and it was brought into an Elamais, Nitma'o. So that which is absorbed inside, the nail or the hook or the ring, become Tameh. And that's because even though we've learned before that something which is totally covered is saved in an Elamais and it doesn't become Tameh, that's only we're talking about a regular Kli that has a Toich, it has an inside, meaning it basically has a receptacle that you're meant to place things in. So if that's covered with the seal, so it protects an oil mace. But this is not a kli. We're talking about poles or bricks that just have something absorbed or pushed inside of it. That doesn't have a toich. That's not meant for holding something. Therefore, that which is inside is actually tamei. Also, a seitan azov, if a zov moved it, nitmos, that which is inside is tamei. And similarly, if after it became tamei in oil mace, nafu lavir atanar atahar, if it fell into the airspace of a tahar oven, timuhu, now it's metamei it. However, nagaban shikir shal chuma, if a loaf of chuma bread touched it, tahar, so that chuma bread is tahar, that's because the pole itself is not tamei. It's only the hook or the nail that's inside the pole, which is, and since the bread didn't touch that nail or hook, it only touched the pole, so it remains tahar. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.